Generate is supporting my vision to improve the financial literacy of 100,000 Kiwis by sponsoring Keep the Change. Cheers, Generate. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. Getting in the KiwiSaver fund that suits you and your situation is key to making sure you're maximising your investment. Generate are an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of long-term performance, and they can help you do exactly this. Their advisors can meet with you to talk about all your options when it comes to KiwiSaver to help you decide what's best for you. Too many people never get KiwiSaver advice, but not you. Go to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to book a no-obligation chat with a Generate advisor. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh God. She likes the boys in the band. Welcome back. You are listening to another episode of keepthechange.co.nz. This is Money Mail episode number 200. You heard that right, 200 fucking episodes of Keep the Change Money Mail. How good is that? Excuse the early F-bomb. We've done it. You've done it. I've done it. We've all done it. 200 of these bad boys. Now, if you're new to listening to Keep the Change, Money Mail is the Friday email that goes out with a lesson around finances, money, tax, the economy, all those sorts of things, some of my journey, other people's journeys, and things to keep us thinking about our money, because this is how Keep the Change started. It was a reminder for us every week to be learning something, keeping our mind on our money, and then things would change within us, around us, and within our money in that situation too, because it's so easy to do goals once a year, think about it at the end of the financial year, the new calendar year, new me, all that shit. But really, we're spending money every day. We're making it every day. We're transacting. We want to be learning something at least weekly, surely. So the reason the email goes out each week is another reminder for people to keep their mind on their money. Now, that means that I've had to write 200 episodes or lessons to go out, try to remember them, and that's not overly easy. So in this lesson that I've called How I Wrote 200 Episodes of KTC, I will show you how I've done that. And it's actually quite simple when you get to the heart of it and boil it down to one word. Now, before we do dive into that, you have to get started to be able to get to this point. Now, a lot of people will now be listening because they heard something from someone, they saw someone commenting on an Instagram, and action leads to action. And that's really cool once you get started with something. You will know that I've just released some of the new podcast interviews that are getting done as video. Those are going to cost a lot. I've then got to figure out how to pay for that. Already someone's in the comments like, could you put some graphs in and different things? And you think, holy shit. And these things continue to evolve, as I've been saying to you over the last few weeks. But that's the change that I'm going through. But I didn't get to go through it until I started. Now, when I started, I was just sending out the email. I was already doing podcasts back then, but I wasn't doing this as a podcast. But I knew that that was the space that was growing and where it was going to get to. So by the time I'd done 52 Money Mail lessons and sent them out via email a whole year, I had to go back and batch record 52 lessons as audio to start punching out. A lot of people wouldn't have even and won't even listen to some of those lessons, but there's a lot of gold in those because that's the foundational content. And as you start to write and keep writing, it's very hard to go back and start talking about that stuff because it becomes quite far away from you. But that's the beauty of putting out these lessons and then storing them. So I stored all of the lessons on a blog on the Keep the Change website. And then there's a catalog of the podcast versions. So you can go back and you can almost follow my journey from getting myself from negative equity So basically what a lot of homeowners are finding right now is they actually owe more than what they own. And I wasn't doing that with property. I was doing that through dumb shit like Harvey Norman, Lazy Boys, and consumer credit and whatnot. So I was behind and I had more debt than I had assets. And I've got myself to the other end now where that's not the case and I have over $1 million worth of assets and no debt. You can just about learn the entire journey through listening to those podcasts. But a lot of people, they just started listening to podcasts in 2023, 2022. Hey, I've just come across your stuff. It's so good, man. What's the podcast I should listen to? I'm like, well, probably the first one through to the last one. Unfortunately, there's 500 of them, but there's a gold mine in there. Anyway, what I'm trying to say there before we get going is unless you start, you don't get to go and do all of the things that happen as you start as well. So if you're thinking about starting something, make sure it's something that you actually want to do and think about it for a longer term window of can you do this and can you do it sustainably? And keyword here being consistently. What can you do consistently? So this is 200 episodes or lessons that I've written and sent out and then read out and punched out and distributed and talked about and had to do and record and find time to do and use my weekends and whatnot. So it's not easy, but you won't know how hard it is until you actually start. Anyway, let's go. How I wrote 200 episodes of Money Mail. Consistency. I was tempted just to send a one-word email and that was it. Then I was thinking maybe I'll send a follow-up email later on, but I don't want to punish people's inbox, so I decided not to do that. That was all Money Mail 200 was going to be, is the one word, consistency, and then cheers, see you next week. But I didn't do that, but I thought it would be quite a good gag. Anyway, I'll go into this with a bit more detail because I always wondered what it would be like to hit a double ton in cricket. And I'll never know because I suck at batting. But I do know what it's like to send out Keep the Change Money Mail for 200 weeks in a row. And to be honest to you, it doesn't feel too different from the 67th one or the 197th. And I can't even remember the titles of each of those. Strangely, I'm more excited for 4 years of Money Mail, which is just around the corner. Why I think that may be is that I thought about this from day one is, I wonder if I could do this for 10 years, what my life could look like, how many people I could help, and therefore what those people's lives would look like. So to get to 4 years, I'm like, oh shit, man, I'm going to 40% into this now. I hope I got some momentum. I hope this is actually working. But that is May the something, and I'll have to go and find that date. But nearly there. But it does look and it does sound cool, right? 200 Money Mails. Because we live in a world where consistency is now so hard to practice. Instead, we glorify the goal or the number or the outcome or the future. We disrespect the process, the work, the journey, the grind, the hustle. I had a pretty big potential win this week. And when I told Mikey, he said to me, fuck man, 4 years. And he can see it because he does the same thing. He respects the process, the work, the journey, the grind, the hustle. For a lot of us, we glorify the goal, the number, the outcome, the future. There'll be some people that I'll tell about that and they will ask me, what is it? How did that happen? Whoa, that's a lot. Fuck, really? Shit, that's pretty lucky. And they'll glorify the goal, the number, the outcome, the future. You tell someone who understands the process, the work, the journey, the grind, the hustle, and that's what they see because they respect the process. And that's what it takes to do a lot of shit and to actually get the goal, the number, the outcome, or the future. First, you have to do the process, the work, the journey, the grind, the hustle. But we live in a world where we don't talk about that. We talk about the other part and we always look at the future and the outcome and whatnot. So this is where the true magic happens in the consistency of the process, the work, the journey, the grind, the hustle. Whether it's getting 200 runs, writing 200 lessons, or investing for 200 straight weeks without dipping into that money, the lessons, the success, and the gold are in the consistency. Once you start to learn this, you realize you don't need to be much better, more talented, better looking, or special compared to others. And that's where we all often find ourselves thinking, if only I was just a bit better at this, if only I was more talented, if only I was as special compared to that person, and we live there. But what you'll realize is if you can acknowledge that consistency is the thing that you need to master, you won't need to rely on being better, more talented, more special, better looking, more privileged, all that stuff, right, that we get wound up with. If we can teach ourselves to be more consistent, these things start to happen. And then people look at you and they're like, well, you know, Luke is better looking. He's much better with money than I am. He's more talented at this stuff and he's pretty bloody special. Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe I am at some of those things, but no one fucking cared. No one was saying that at Money Mail number one when there's about 200 people listening and no one watching at that stage. Those thoughts weren't there. But then I become someone for some people to compare themselves to. But I try to get out of that and just compare myself to who I could be. So from the start, I'm like, fuck, what could life be like if I do this for 10 years? Well, I'm only 4 years, well, not even 4 years, but nearly 4 years into that. So compare yourself to who you could be rather than the other shit that's going to hold you back of, well, I'm not that person. They're better. They're more talented. They're special. They can do this. I can't. Consistency will take you so much further than you realize. And once you learn this, you can't really unlearn it. The beautiful thing for me is that this isn't my first venture. This isn't my first thing. So I have learned from other things that, well, if I do this for 10 years, I can't really lose. I shouldn't fail because I know that if I stay consistent with it, I'll get rewards of a lot of good stuff happening. But for a lot of us, consistency, well, for all of us, consistency works both ways. Unfortunately, for many of us, consistency is working against us and we can't even see it. Here's an example that's not necessarily financial, but it will have financial elements, and I will explain that to you. So I had someone book a call with me recently. They didn't answer the questions that I asked them when people book a call with me so that I could gather some background info to figure out, is it me that can help them or do I need to pass them to somebody who can? And these are the things you start to have to put into your life when volumes increase and people reach out. But this person didn't answer the questions. So then I emailed them and said, hey, you didn't answer the questions. Could you give me some more information about your situation to figure out if I can help? Well, no reply. Well, I was feeling nice. So instead of canceling the call, I still rang them in the time that they booked, the time that they chose. So I built my day partially around them in a time that they wanted me to call them about something that they wanted from me. No answer. I started to think, why the fuck did I even bother? My gut had already seen the red flags, so I wasn't that surprised. I stuck to my consistency as much as I was like, I can't be bothered with this. And I still texted them and I said, hey, it's Luke calling to have a chat. You've booked a time. Do you still need my help? No reply. And then 10 minutes later, I get a text just on another call. I'll call you back. Guess what? Yeah, you're right. They didn't call back, did they? Now, their standards are consistent. Unfortunately, consistency is working against this person and they probably don't even know it. This is probably how they consistently treat their doctor, their family, their investments, their career, and their life. They make promises that they can't keep. But they'll wonder why that they don't get to celebrate the reward that they can see in the future and that they think they deserve. We don't get what we want. We get what we deserve. And this person's going to get some ugly lessons when they realize that what they deserve ain't what they can see in their head. And it's not what they picture because they are not staying consistent and using consistency in the right way. Consistency is using them and they are using that the wrong way and it's going to impact them. So be careful with what your standards of consistency are because they'll start to creep into other things that you do. I could just about guess that if I do speak to this person, I'll be able to spot a number of things that aren't working for them because they won't be using consistency the right way in their life. So unfortunately, we don't just get what we want, we get what we deserve. And we have to apply consistent standards to determine whether we deserve what it is that we think we deserve and therefore what we want. So be very mindful of these standards. The goals that you see, the runs that you want to hit, the investment figures you want to have, the income you want, the material positions you aspire to obtain, have a think. Do your consistent standards suggest you deserve to get these? There is something that you could have in your life, but you're just lacking consistency. I don't know what it is, but you do. I can feel you thinking about it right now because I can tell the way I wrote this was to speak directly to you, to try and teach you something here, 200 lessons in, as proof that this shit works. And now I can feel you thinking about it, and I actually have goosebumps as I read this. You are distracted now thinking about that thing. So you do deserve it, but you're just not practicing the one thing that will make it certain. If you want certainty, add in consistency. 200 up, many to come. Thank you for reading, listening, sharing this, and taking action. We stay consistent. Love from Luke. You are one of over 9,800 recipients. The KTC podcast had over 78,500 downloads in February, and that's going to get a lot bigger because the goal is 100,000 people listening, learning, taking action, and together we'll help Kiwis get better with money through knowledge and action, changing the wealth of a nation. Should just cut it off there, shouldn't I? But a couple of things to finish. Think about what that thing is that if you stayed more consistent with it, you would start to get closer to the things that you deserve. Build in some consistency, whether it be saving first, whether it be investing first, whether it actually be doing those things, whether it be paying down that credit card to the last cent and then binning that thing and being a person who doesn't rely or use a credit card, whatever it is, it's different for all of us, but start to use some of that consistency. The second key lesson I want you to understand in here is that it's actually very fucking easy to win in New Zealand if you stay consistent. Because you're competing with people who don't know how to stay consistent because it's so hard to do. Because the world, social media, and everything is coming at us being like, you want something? Get it now. Hey, what about that goal? Well, you can easily achieve that. Want abs in 60 days? Here's what to do. That plays to our human psyche of I can have whatever I want and it can be done at short notice. The things that are hard to get in life usually take time. You got to figure out, do you want them bad enough that you'll build consistent habits and actions that you'll take over time to ensure that you deserve them? Consistency is not something many people can put on their resume and say, hey, I've done that. Now I'm in a very small percentage of people in New Zealand that can say, I've sent an email to thousands of people every week for 200 weeks back to back. I don't know what that leads to. I don't know what opportunity that gives me a tick, what form of investment I get in the future because of the ability for me to now say that, but I get the opportunity to find out. I don't get that opportunity if I don't send money mail 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm not going to count to 200 for you, but things start to happen when you stay consistent. So please, if I could encourage you to do anything off the back of this lesson, it is think about something that you know that if you just did it a bit more, you're going to get some things that you do deserve. You're just not practicing the consistency for it. And it might be batting practice 3 times a week, but you're only doing it once or you're not doing it at all. The consistency isn't there. So you're not going to get those 200 runs. You're not going to be a Steve Smith, a Dave Warner, a Kane Williamson, etc. Sorry, I don't know too many cricketers, but those are the ones that came to mind. Whatever it be for you, right, have a think about what's the consistency that you're lacking. I hope that has inspired you. Let's go. We've got plenty more to come and there's plenty of cool stuff for me to show you in the coming weeks for you to learn from and for you to be inspired about as well with what is happening around the Keep the Change community so that you can see some of these lessons that I'm talking about coming to fruition as well. And you'll be able to go, ah, I think I know what he was talking about on lesson number 200 for Money Mail. Be good out there and I'll see you next week in episode or lesson 201 for Money Mail. She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street.